Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Is it streamed? Where's the camera? Oh, good morning, wherever you are in the world. Thank you very much for this kind invitation to join you for worship this morning. When I was contacted a few months ago, I accepted immediately because, well, it was Bev, cannot say no. And also because I do not have the opportunity to preach on a regular basis. And yeah, that's why I'm forgetting my glasses sometimes. No, I don't preach on a regular basis because, as it was said in the introduction, for the last 2 years I'm working at the General Counsel Office. I'm very fortunate with the job I have. It's a great job, especially during this centenary year. And one of the key projects of our celebration is the picture you can see this morning. It's, as you can guess, a modern version of the famous Leonardo da Vinci's Last Supper. It features 12 people from our denomination. Why 12, not 13? Why Christ is not there? Well, the goal beyond this project is to engage the larger Canadian population on the topic of discipleship, so the 12 disciples. And to be totally honest with you, I did not really pay attention when this idea was pitched because I was not directly involved in the project. So, you know, at work, people talk, and yeah. And on January 2nd, my boss wrote me on 10:30 in the morning, "Have you recently heard about Mr. Such and Such?" Nope. And then 1:30, she replied, "I need to talk to you now." And this is how I received this very kind invitation to be part of this. And at first, my reaction sounded like the guest in today's biblical story. In Jesus' story, a certain man was preparing a great banquet and invited many guests, and when everything was ready, those who have been invited began to make up excuses for not showing up. "I've just bought a field, and I must go to see it. Oh, I've bought a yoke of oxen, and I'm on my way to try them out. I got married, so I cannot come." In my case, my answer was closely to, "Why me? Like, really? I'm not special? I'm not what you can call a middle of the road minister? In the past, me and my big mouth got in trouble on several occasions." Some of you surely have heard some of those stories. So my initial answer was, "Thank you, but no thanks." And then I thought about it, and I realized my boss was probably looking to respect some quota. You know, I'm a Francophone Czech. I finally said yes. And I told to myself, after everything I received from my church, I can give back the equivalent of 2 days. You know, what can happen? Well, what I did not see coming is the impact this whole experience had on me. Yes, this picture is amazing because it's a visual representation of the diversity of our denomination in 2025. And if it had been taken let's say 50 years ago, but I'm sure less than that time, it would be have been completely different. Let's be honest. And even if it's imperfect, we can celebrate that the United Church dared to make a space for diversity, even for people who had an accent like mine. However, the biggest impact this project had on me is what you cannot see when you look at this picture. Like I mentioned, we met for 2 days in a very beautiful space. And during this time, we shared stories, we worshiped together. And during this very short lapse of time, I discovered a diversity of journeys, of theologies, and ministries. Those disciples, in their own way, are constantly pushing the boundaries, challenging the status quo, experimenting with new ways to be the church of God in their own context. And many of them, or to be more precise, many of us, got in trouble for daring to take a bold stand and having the audacity to speaking their truth. Usually institutions do not like people like these because they're troublemakers. They do not quite fit in the mold. And yet, they have been selected to visually represent our church. Like I said, this experience was nothing short than transformative. For many different reasons, I often felt that I did not always quite fit in my church. I've been told on several occasions I was too much of this, not enough of that. You know, if you could only change a little, Stefan, that would be great. Then, through this project, something special happened to me. I have found my island of misfit toys, a safe space when I can be myself, where I do not have to pretend to be something I'm not, where I was surrounded by faithful and diverse members of the people of God. My wife can testify that when I left home, I was grumbling, I was bitching, I was not happy. And when I came back, only 2 days later, something I was changed. I was not the same. This little flame inside of me that has been neglected for too long has been rekindled. This project reminds me that I have a place at the table. The United Church of Canada is the most progressive denomination in the country. Yes, we are inclusive. We're proud of our signs at the entrance of our building stating that all are welcome. Was it truly accurate? Sometimes it feels that there's small print at the bottom saying some restriction may apply. We're not bad people. We're human beings. We have blind spots. Like the man in our biblical story, we tend to invite people who look or sound like us. We have nothing against other individuals or groups. We just don't invite them because they're overlooked, or we take them for granted. And once in a while, we open our doors, and when nobody shows up, we wonder, what's wrong with them? We're open, our table is open. What's the problem? The truth is, like the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind in our story, they have not been invited at our table. And some of them, even if invited, do not want to come because they have been hurt by the church in the past. They have been told they do not quite fit in our midst. And some believe they will never be accepted because what they have done or forget to do in their past. For a denomination, for a congregation, for each and every one of us to affirm that there's a place at the table for all is a powerful statement. To promote an inspiring picture like the one we have this morning is amazing. However, it should not be an end in itself, but rather a step in a longer and challenging journey. As it was in Jesus' time, too many are excluded these days and are called as followers of Jesus. It's to break down all the barriers that separate us, not necessarily from the one with whom we're comfortable, but the barriers that separate us from those who we do not feel comfortable. We are called to wonder, what would happen if we accepted in our midst individuals who have a completely theology than ourselves? What would happen if I chose to sit down with someone I don't really like in my church and listen, not arguing, not debating, but faithfully listen to that person's opinion and point of view? What would happen if I found the courage to wander outside of my zone of comfort, to go beyond the strict minimum, and to say yes to something I did not initially wanted to do? In a few minutes, we will celebrate the sacrament of communion. On this worldwide communion Sunday, we will be invited to be in solidarity with all our siblings in faith from around the world. And as we will gather around this table, maybe, just maybe, we can try to remember our loved ones and also the strangers who are not with us this morning. Maybe, just maybe, we can try to wonder what I can do, to make sure that everyone feel included and welcome in the midst of this community of faith, even those who do not quite fit with the rest of the group. Amen.